part of it was because the war is, because of Prohibition, and people would all went to war is for dinner and drinks, of course, and so until Prohibition was lifted, and then they started opening up over here, but there just weren't any restaurants in El Paso. Mm-hmm. There was one in the basement of the Mills building, I recall. But that was about it. You just didn't eat out.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of... Well, and even today, people go over to Juarez to the restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back in the early days of El Paso, do you remember... whether there was a different name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man, or were they just all called teachers?
Well, I just thought of them as teachers. I do recall if they were a married teacher, she didn't get full pay.
Oh.
In other words, if a man was getting $125 a month, say, well, she was only getting $66.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was married, and she didn't need the money as bad as mm-hmm. a single man might need it, for instance.
But there weren't too many male teachers, I would say, right?
No, it was mostly females. Manual training or something, or maybe chemistry, physics.
Mm-hmm.
They were practically all female teachers.
Okay. Now, at a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is what?
Best man.
Okay, and one of the women up there with the bride, not the maid of honor, but one of the other ones is a...
Bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. People who are related to you are your...
In-laws, cousins. I got lots of them.
How about people who aren't related to you?
Well, depending on how cute they are, they might be a kissing cousin. I had on my mother's side, there were 22 of us, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins.
Did your family ever use the words kith and kin?
Sure. Mainly around second cousins or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That would be the kith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about this house, what style it is, and give me sort of a word picture of the rooms?
You know, I'm not too good at that. This room was added on, and this house, it ended right where those pillars are.
Uh-huh.
That was the living room, dining room, and this part was all added on, but it was, originally it was built for and by, and remember the he was the conductor of the symphony for quite a few years, and they had, two kind of master bedrooms and two baths back there, and a maid's room and bath over here. And then this was added on after we got hold of it, or after the wife got hold of it. And they also added a new master bedroom and bath, so it has, in effect, three master bedrooms in the back.